All right, we're going to continue our media availability with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17, 5th Third Bank Ford for Roush Fenway Racing. Ricky, you have one win, three top fives in nine races here, preparing for the Geico 500 Sunday. Including your win, Ford Performance has won six out of the last seven races here. How does it feel to come back to a place where you got your first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series win and somewhere where Ford runs really, really well?
Yeah, it feels good to be back home, I guess you could say. So, you know, I think for us, I'd like to, you know, continue that streak of Ford Performances being in victory lane here. And I'd really like to back up what we were able to do last year with, you know, qualifying on the pole and winning the race. So that's what we come down here to do. We feel always very confident in our race cars when we come here. Jimmy Finning and the guys have been working really hard at the shop on our Speedway cars since Daytona. They were a little disappointed we didn't, you know, really contend for the pole there. And so I think they've worked a little extra hard to, you know, see if we can back up our pole that like we had here last time. So I'm anxious to get out there and make some more laps around here. Not sure how much drafting we're going to do. I felt really good with our car at Daytona, the way it was performing in the draft, the way it handled. So I'm not sure exactly what Patty's plan is, but I think we're going to do more single car runs today and, you know, just see what kind of speed we can get in our fifth, third, Ford.
All right, we'll open up the floor to questions. We'll start up front to Jim Utter.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Could you give us your impressions and take on the Matt Kenseth announcement this week, and what do you think, how it may affect you or your team or just the organization in general?
Thought y'all'd never ask. No, I'm just kidding. I think, you know, having Matt, you know, I got to work with Matt in the, when I was in the, at the time, Nationwide Series, and he would run a couple races with us throughout the year, and, you know, he was in our cup cars. And I leaned on Matt a lot my rookie year in the Nationwide Series, you know, calling him, asking him questions, trying to figure out when I was struggling, really how to get back on track. And I think he did a really good job with me on that, you know. And so fast forward to now, you know, after he left and went to Gibbs and, you know, I feel like drove different race cars. I think for me, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of his feedback on how our cars drive relative to, you know, another organization that, you know, is clearly one of the class of the fields. And, you know, so I think on that side, I'm anxious to kind of see his feedback. You know, on my side, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that I still have, you know, yet to learn. And, you know, when some of that is, you know, trying to get the most out of the race car without stepping over the boundaries, you know, I still struggle with that at times. And so I think for me, I think it's going to be, you know, a win-win for myself and our team.
All right. We'll come down front to Mike Embry, then over to Claire, and then back to Pat DiCola.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Ricky, do you think with Matt it's going to be more of a working with the driver situation, or is he going to be sort of in the house saying we should move this here or we should move this guy there, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, Matt's a full-time engineer or anything to come in and change everything on our car by looking at it. But I think, you know, for me, I think it's going to be both. You know, I think, like I said, I mean, I'll be asking Matt a ton of questions and, you know, and Trevor will as well, trying to, you know, just get as much feedback as we can on, you know, the championship ways that Matt has and winning races. So, you know, on the driver's side, I think, you know, it'll be up to Trevor and I to ask questions and get that feedback. But I think on the car side, I think, you know, there's all of us drivers have certain little things that we like in race cars. And, you know, I feel like I've kind of got some of my things that I enjoy to have in a race car. And it seems like every time we have it in, we run better. And, you know, I think some of those things that Matt, you know, may have had from years past or, you know, the previous teams that he's ran for might be able to bring some of that over as well.
Okay, let's go to Claire.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. You know, you were early in your career went back in the shop and worked, and they sent you sort of back to the shop. Have you talked to Trevor? Have you given him any guidance? Has it been easy for him? And then also, is this welcome relief or is it stressful for you guys now?
I don't think it's stressful for myself. I'm looking forward to, you know, just like I said, getting the feedback from Matt on cars, driving things, really all across the board. But yeah, I've talked to Trevor, and I told him to, I've been through this in a totally different series and probably a lot different stage in life, which is different ways to handle things. But I told him just to keep his head down, go out and keep running races, prove to everybody that you got what it takes, and don't really listen to anything, whether it be fans, media, or other teams say, and just do your deal. So that was the feedback that I gave him.
All right, let's go back to Pat, and then we'll come down front to Woody Kane.
Pat Ticola, NASCAR.com. You have the driver's broadcast tomorrow. Just reflect on your time doing that last year and your new role this year and how you think it's going to go.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we had a lot of fun at Pocono last year, and doing the pit reporting was fun. I'm looking forward to getting in the Hollywood Hotel, giving Larry Mack a hard time, second-guessing Brian Petty's pit call last week. So that'll be fun. Him and Gordon were bashing him until it worked out. So I'll have some fun with that.
We'll come up front to Woody Kane and then back to Jerry Jordan.
Ricky, Woody Kane with MRN. You had a really good, solid run at Dover, and I'm curious, looking ahead at Bristol, rather, and looking ahead at Dover, concrete version of that, is it bigger? Does it drive the same, or is it completely apples and oranges? Tell me how you think it drives.
I wish it was identical, but I think, the feel in the race car needs to be about the same. And, we ran really well at the first Dover race, and we blew a right front tire, I believe. And so we're looking forward to getting back there. I feel like we learned a lot at Bristol, in our practice sessions that helped us for that race. A couple things that we tried that we liked in our race car that we hadn't been running at Bristol, and looking forward to hopefully getting that at Dover and see if that helps our performances there as well.
All right, we'll go back to Jerry Jordan and then over to Christian Coley.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking Tires, .net, PRN. Can you give your prediction, so to speak, on whether or not the racing here will be chaotic as it was at Daytona, or do you think that drivers will behave themselves for the most part, or is it just out of their hands?
I don't know. I think, for me, a lot of us that right now are, looking at pointing our way in, just say if you don't have a win, the stage points are pretty valuable. And the cars that are, around the 14th to 18th, 19th in points, I would say if you look across the board, don't get as many stage points as, the cars in the top 10, obviously, in points. So, for us, it's a great opportunity to go get stage points. And that's the way I look at it. I want to be in the top 10, trying to lead stages, win stages, and gain as many points as we can. So, and one of the reasons why I like to do that is, you can ride around in the back, don't get any stage points, and then go race at the end, and you'll have the opportunity to race at the end. But if you get caught in a wreck, 10 to go, you're still sitting there with no points. And so, looking back at probably the first Daytona last year, I remember Harvick crashing out after stage two, but he still had quite a bit more points than, some of those cars that rode around and got caught in another wreck. So that was, all due to the stage points. So for me, I'm going to be aggressive and try and keep our fifth, third, fourth up front as much as possible and, try to get as many points as possible. I can't speak for everybody else, but, I like driving hard and giving fans something good to watch. I think the fans really enjoyed when we were all racing hard at Daytona. And, I think they get pretty frustrated when we get in single file. If you're the leader, you don't mind the single file. I think for the most part, I'd like for everybody to race all day long.
All right, we'll go Christian.
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com. Ricky, you and Trevor really spent a lot of time together in the Xfinity Series as you moved up to Cup. With Trevor Bayne's future kind of at a blur, would you like to see Trevor step back down to the Xfinity Series and help the younger drivers like Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric and help them get acquainted to the area they're in?
You know, I think for Trevor, I want us both to keep performing better than what we are. I'm not happy with, our performance. I know Trevor's not happy with their performance. So, really, I'd just like to see us both, elevate our performance throughout the season. No different than, like we talked last year within our organization, that we want to continue to get better. We want to, we got charts in our shop that we try to, mark off goals each and every week, driver, pit crews, car performances, things like that. So we want to keep elevating that. As far as helping our Xfinity guys, that's something I've been asking for. But they got all the races filled up. Trevor and I over the last probably 3 years have been asking to run some Xfinity cars, and we really haven't had the opportunity. I got to run one, maybe last year, the year before. But since I've been out of the Xfinity Series since 2012, I've only ran two races. So I'm kind of bummed about that. I wish, especially before they limited the amount of races that you could run, I wanted to run really both of them full time, but just wasn't ever able to. But it would be nice to, go down and help the Xfinity guys, see if we could get that program going a little bit better as well.
Let's go back to Steve and then come up front to Holly King.
Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. Ricky, you shared with us Jimmy Fenwick massaging on the race car, trying to make it better. You got Doug Yates building the engines. We know his approach to Talladega and Daytona-type racing. As a driver, when you have that car, and you've had that car last year, maybe a car that's a tick better than everyone else versus other times when maybe you haven't had that car, what's it like? Does it alter your driving style, what you can do? How does it vary when you have that car like you've had here the last couple runs at Super Speedways?
Yeah, I think, the spring race last year, I felt obviously when we qualified on the pole by a decent amount, I felt like, hey, we got a car that is pretty special and you want to capitalize with that. We came back in the fall, didn't quite have the exact speed that we had in the spring race, but we still had a really good car. But you got to work a little bit harder, to stay up front, make passes, things like that. So, it's just being able to do things different, throughout the race when you have a car that has that kind of speed in it. And I know the guys are hoping that we got that kind of speed in it again.
All right, let's go Holly Kane, then over to Jim Utter, and then we'll wrap with Kenny Bruce.
Holly Kane, NASCAR Wire Service. My question is kind of along those same lines, but getting the two victories last year, does that give you kind of an extra boost of confidence that you really like this style of racing and you know how to get it done? Some people come here and they will just flat out say, I don't like it. They typically haven't done well. But, I mean, could you just talk about having that confidence? And
yeah, I mean, after Daytona, I didn't like it. We crashed out. So, these races, when I first – got to Roush Fenway back in 2000. Well, the first time I ran for Jack was 2008 in the ARCA car at Daytona, and we crashed. And he's like, these are going to be a love-hate relationship. You're going to love it or you're going to hate it. And, I think all of us drivers are that way. And you go up and down, and I feel like for us, we've been able to get probably better finishes than crashing out more races. So I feel like I'm on the love it side right now. I think it can quickly turn to crashing out three of them in a row, and then you're kind of back bummed about it. So right now I do think coming into a race like Talladega, kind of with a thought process of, hey, I really enjoy this place. I want to run well. I want to win, and I feel like I can. And kind of keeping an open mind about it definitely helps the race go a little bit better.
All right, let's go to Jim Utter, and then we'll close with Kenny Bruce.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Following up on the performance, your last 2 weeks have probably been, outside the mechanical failure at the end of the Texas race, your best this season. Do you feel like you guys had turned a corner or found something, or is it more circumstances surrounding those particular tracks?
I think a little bit of both. I look back at, Brian and I were looking back at, our performances last year at Texas, Bristol, Richmond, and, I think our finish was better at Richmond, but our green flag average was about the same. Look at Texas, our green flag average was the same as last year, and then Bristol, we were a little bit better than we were last year. I mean, no doubt they're good racetracks for us, and, I feel like our cars perform better at for some reason, those racetracks right now. But I think, I look back at last year, and I'm like, man, I got better finishes out of, Richmond and in Texas, and I want to be able to cap those races off, our good tracks. We got to cap those races off with good finishes. So, I think we're definitely learning with our cars, and definitely I think we're in a better spot right now than where we were going to Las Vegas. And so that's a positive. Every time I show up to the racetrack, I feel like, our cars are getting better and we're trending in the right direction. I just got to, not make as many mistakes so that we can get those finishes that I feel like the team deserves.
Kenny Bruce, KennyBruce.net. Ricky, you mentioned a few minutes ago the fans' perception of what you guys are doing out there and whether they like it or don't like it. How aware of that are you from week to week? And why, personally, is that their perception of what you guys are doing? Why is that important to you?
Well, I think it's important, and it should be important to all of us. Out on the racetrack, we should, want to put on a show for the fans. And I think, there's a ton of fans that come to Talladega and, expect, three and four wide racing all day. And, I think that's, a product of, what they got used to for a long time. And, I think right now, I think when we are three and four wide, the racing is, way better than it was back in the day. I watched some of the older races back when people were like, oh, it was a good race. And they were single file for the most part. And, there was cars that could come up through the field. But for the most part, they were single file. And, I think for us, it's nerve-wracking. It's mentally draining. So when you do get in a single foul line, you get to relax a little bit, and you're not thinking as much, and you just kind of ride around. But I feel like for me, after about five or six laps of running around here single foul at Talladega, I'm like, man, the fans, got to be getting kind of bummed about it. I look at Bristol. I thought the race was spectacular, and I thought the two grooves that we had at Bristol, especially on the longer runs, being able to run the top and run the bottom and move people up off the bottom, on the short runs. I thought the track was pretty much ideal for what we had. Bummed that, we had a 100% chance of rain on Sunday, and a lot of fans didn't get to see it. But, for me, I think Bristol, Richmond, and I hope Talladega, are all good races that fans enjoy.
All right, Ricky. Well, thank you for your time. Good luck in Sunday's Geico 500.